The IMF's alternate executive director for its Africa Group 1 constituency, that includes Zimbabwe, Chileshe Mpumbu Kapwepwe, told a news conference in the capital today that Harare should reform labor laws and reopen closed industries to improve the country's productive capacity. Hundreds of companies have closed shop since the disputed 2013 elections, while more than 25,000 employees have lost their jobs this year alone, according to the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. Kapwepwe says reopening industries and reforming labor laws would act as catalysts in reviving the country's moribund economy.
There's been some progress on labor reforms, which was also another constraint, I think, on the economy. We hope that government will take the steps that have been articulated to us in terms of further reform to remove the constraints that are affecting the growth of the economy.
Kapwepwe, who is Zambia's former deputy finance minister, says the IMF is yet with Zimbabwe's implementation of the staff monitored program, although it has some areas of concern.
The question of the impact of the drought on the food production, I think we see that as a major challenge. And also we look at the underperformance in the manufacturing capacity, which are all major contributors to the revenue side.
Meanwhile, Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa says the government has asked for a meeting with the international creditors that include the IMF, World Bank and the African Development Bank on the sidelines of the World Bank annual general meeting in Peru's capital Lima, so that Zimbabwe can present its case for fresh funding that it badly needs to inject into the economy. The minister said the country is battling to clear its debt arrears that now amount to $1.8 billion. Authorities say the country's debt overhang is hovering around $10 billion.
But we agreed this at the spring meetings that we should have a platform to engage and present our case to the multilateral creditors, the Paris Club creditors, the major decision makers. So we hope to be able to have them on one platform and be able to put our case across.
As a result of Zimbabwe's failure to clear its debt, Harare is failing to access fresh lines of credit from international money lending institutions. Meanwhile, Chinamasa said the economic slowdown in China is affecting trade between Harare and Beijing.
China at the moment is the biggest market for commodities. When we are talking about commodities, we are talking about raw materials of whatever nature you mention, minerals or otherwise, or agricultural. It is a great consumer. So any slowdown will naturally affect the prices of these products into their market. But as a countermeasure, especially with respect to minerals, we are trying to ramp up volumes to make up for the loss of price. And we hope that strategy will work so that where we are losing on price, we'll be able to compensate it by selling more volumes if the market remains so. But obviously it will affect us.
Despite China's economic slowdown, Chinamasa said he is expecting the Chinese to invest in Zimbabwe, particularly in infrastructure development projects such as the dualization of the country's road network. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.